That's the Gemara in Psachim, Davov. She'alin b'ilchas Pesach, Kedem l'Pesach Reishimus. Rosh Nagmore in Avot Al Girse is in Psachim, She'alin b'dershi b'ilchas Pesach, Kedem l'Pesach Reishimus. Here the Loshna of the Mechaber is not She'alin b'dershin, but She'al. There is something to it. It's not just a question of one word more or one word less. The Rib's Girse is the way it appears here in the Mechaber. She'alin b'ilchas Pesach, Kedem l'Pesach Shleishim Yeh. But the Tor mentions the Girse that we have in the Gemara. She'alin b'deyoshin b'ilchas Pesach, Kedem l'Pesach Shleishim Yeh. Now Rashi and Tosfos and in Giler, so they all say that when we say She'alin in Hilchas Pesach, Kedem l'Pesach Shleishim Yeh, it means not after Pesach. The same thing is true of Sukkot. The Gemara, however, adds the Shavuos doesn't have so many halachas. All right, Sukkot says not as many as Pesach, but it has Dalet Minim and Tzuke and all kinds of halachas. So Mele, there is a chiyuv to be involved in the study of Hilchas Pesach or Hilchas Tzukes Shleishim Yeim Kedem. But Shavuos don't have an extra din, very few. So Mele, there it's enough. The course says if we start from Rosh Chodesh, we don't have to start 30 days before. But the Gemara agrees with Rashi and Tosfos that as far as Sukkot is concerned, so there is a chiyuv of Shleishim Yeh Kedem HaSukkot. The Beis Yosef, however, is chelik on Rashi and Tosfos. He says only on Pesach there is a chiyuv, because Pesach has so many extra dinim about Agole and the Vias Chometz and Mashu and and Tashbisu and all. But Sukkot, there is no chiyuv to study Hilchas Sukkot, Shleishim and Kedem. Only the general takone by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chialim Bidirshin bin Yonish Aliyah. But naturally, there's the Beis Yosef. I mean, Beis Yosef, not the Mechaber, Beis Yosef said Nisbir Shanto. But this is contrary to the Rashi and Tosfos and to the Rekiach and the Gemara, of course, and the Mogavra. Then, as far as the variance between the Girse Sorif and our Girse, whether we are Geris, She'alin, V'dershin, B'Hilchas Pesach, Kedem L'Pesach, Shleishim Yeh, or we are Geres, She'alin, so on the surface it looks that it's immaterial whether we are Geres, She'alin Bidershin, or we are Geres, just She'alin, it doesn't make any difference. However, the Ran in Psochim, he says a big Kiddush. He has the Girse not of She'alin B'Dershin, but of She'alin, She'alin Levada, Griv's Girse. She'alin Levada, so he says, it doesn't mean that 30 days before Pesach we have to start learning Hilchas Pesach. It only means that 30 days before Pesach, so Hilchas Pesach is the most relevant thing. In other words, if two Talmidim ask questions, and one asks within 3 days, and one asks a shaila about Pesach, and the other one asks a shaila about something else, even if the Talmid who asks the shaila about something else. As the Shaila first, but since it's already within 30 days of Pesach, so that's a very relevant Indian, and that deserves an answer before the answer to the other question. But not that he's mechuyev to study a Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. That's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. The answer is Mitzvah. But of course, we don't pass on like that. Even though the Mechaber also has the Girsah of the Rif, She'alim Bilchas Pesach, not She'alim V'derishim Bilchas Pesach, but still from Pashtus Haloshin, and then from Bes Yosef we see that the Pshat is as if it had said She'alim V'derishim, that the Pshat is we have to start learning. Vam umineg likneis chitim lichalkon lanim litzerach Pesach. So there's a mineg, but this mineg is not a mineg like tashlich. It's not a mineg like standing up before David. I mean, that's also important, but this mineg is based upon the mitzvah zdoke, and according to the Kro in Aderes Lio, it is implicit in the posik. In the posik, matzis yochel shivas yomim. So the Goyen says in Aderes Lio, it says yochel. In other words, that we are mechuyev. Every Jew, if he is of means, is obligated to make sure that every other Jew in his community should have matzahs to eat. That's what the Goyen says in Aderes Lio. And besides the Indian, the Mineg, and matzahs Yochel Shivas Yomim, it certainly comes within Dei Machzei Rashi Yachzalei. So one is mechuyev to accommodate every Jew with all his needs. Now, Pesach provision is a special need, so it comes within the mitzvah that I say of the machzir asher yachzalei. So why does he use the Russian uminek likne schitim lechalkon lanim litzirach Pesach? The mineg considers it not just a stocky. Stocky it is without the mineg. The machzir asher yachzalei, but mitzad mineg it's considered as a tax. And the raya is, v'chol mi shedor b'yir yudveis chedesh tzorech litin lze. In regard to what do we find the shiur of yudveis chedesh? In regard to Texas, the bnei yoyir, so heavy keach to force each other to contribute towards the common defense of the bnei yoyir. Let's say livnis lem chemo and so on. So not only for material mutual benefit of the inhabitants of the city, even for the spiritual benefit. Bnei Yoyir, that the Seftim Bovasra says, they can force each other to build the Misaknesses, because that's also considered a common need of the community. So Memele and Daloch is that Bnei Yoyir can force each other to pay taxes for protecting the city, for maintaining the city, you know, and so that they can force each other. So these taxes depend upon Yudveis Chedesh. So Mitzad Mineg, Mois Chitim is not to consider it as Stoke Baalmi, but it is to consider it as a tax, not just Stoke. That's why he uses the Lashon, Yudveis Chedesh. But it is pointed out, when do we need Yudveis Chedesh if he didn't decide to settle in the city permanently, but he just is here on a visit? So if his intention is to be here just 10 months and then go back, so then he's not considered as a Benoir. But if his intention is to stay here 12 months, 30 months, 40 months, and then go back. So for the duration of his the time that he stays in the city, he's considered a Benoyer. But if somebody moves in and his intention is to stay here permanently, so the first day that he moves in, he's considered as Benoyer, and we force him to pay Moisrit. In other words, there is no tachnin. Why? Because the bulk of the month is really Yom Tov. Because the first 12 days we saw the Nisim or Makriv Ve'akobonis. And then we have 7 days of Pesach Midrais. And then we have, so you have already 12, and you have 20. So you already have a 12 and 7, 19. So you already have, and then you have, of course, Yom Tov Sheni now in Chutz Lares, and even as Sol, you have Yisrachak, and so on. So Mele, you have most of the month beyond that. So Mele, the whole Yonte, the whole month, you don't Tzitach. V'neimun Tzitkos Chob Shabbos V'mincha, because Tzitkos Chob Shabbos V'mincha is like Tachm. V'im Aspidim Bey, V'im Misanim Bey, V'haskar V'sibu. The Mechaba Shiti is that a Yochit can be Misanim in this, only to be Gezer for Tzibonat. However, there are more Paskins that even a Yochit cannot be Misanim in Chedish Nisim. That's a price in Sarah Sofren. But this Tannis is not a Tannis of Sorah. On the contrary, it's a Tannis of Tanuk. In other words, because the Pchiris have to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Uzos HaMitzrayim complained, Hallelujah B'Zorah, Hallelujah B'Zorah. So what is the answer? The answer is because through Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there would a Mamlechas Kianim, the Gei Kodesh, would be formed. So Mimele, they have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have to fast and on Erev Pesach. Gaminim im Tziduk Adin v'chol Chedish Nisan. V'noagu she'im Yisanim v'etan Esklal. Not just b'tzibu, even b'yochid not. So it's a mitzvah to be misani, but not in Chedish Nisan. Aval tainis chalei misani. Vein eimrim mizme liseido, vekila hapayim v'lamtzeach v'yarev Pesach. Why so mizme liseido not? Because erev Pesach, so we're not allowed to be makriv korban deyom, because we mayit in zman achile. We are mayit in the zman achile. So mele, we don't say mizmor liseido either, because the purpose of saying all the korbanos is because nishalmu polim shoseinu. If the korban itself cannot be brought at the erev Pesach, so there is no purpose in verbalizing it. And then il hapayim lamatzeach, because erev Pesach is yontif. The Pesach v'loy b'yontif. V'neyad gim l'harbeis k'sas v'achile usie b'yim achachag v'hu ischachag. Tof lamed Shabbos l'ifnei ha-Pesach keren isi Shabbos ha-God. L'ifnei ha-Neshen azbei. Because in the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos, and every Israelite took his selet pisrei and he bound it to the legs of the bed, so be'osel achidesh, and the Mitzrim considered the lamb as their deity, and still they didn't do a thing. That was an S. That's why we call it Shabbos Agol. V'aminek leima b'mincha ha'gode mitchilas avodim ayinu ad lechaper al kolat neseinu u'peisk leima b'och nafsh. The goyen is chilek on this minek of saying the ha'gode from tchilas avodim ayinu an Shabbos Agodlu ad chavka mesenu, because Yochum Rishchedesh, Talmudim Vayimahu, Ibayimahu Yochum Bidyein, Talmudim Bavze, Bavze Lamati, El Bisho, Shishmatsu Moram Nachal Fanach. Starting Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, Zman Dikas Chometz. Bitchilas Leil Yidalet Benissen, that means after Tzis HaKechovim, Beit Kines HaChometz Le'aneya, Mitnishei Aneya Yofe Lebdike. Bichurim Uvizdokim, we have to search in all the crevices and in all the holes, because sometimes Chometz might be there. Bicholam Kemeis, Shederach Lahachnisham Chometz. In other words, any place where in the course of the year it is not usual to be machnis chometz, so we don't have to search. Yizoya kolodom shelo yasril bishum locha viloi yechal achi yivdek, that until he makes bikas chometz, he shouldn't start working and he shouldn't start a meal. I mean a real meal, but Timi Bialmi is muta. Vafilu im yeshle eskavua lilmeit, even if he say that to learn Torah, lo yilmeit achiyivdik, so he shouldn't start the seder until he makes dikas chametz. Vim yishri lilmeit bedyein, suppose he started to learn Vidayim Godel, so there are two shittes. One shitte is in Tzorach Lafzik, he doesn't have to interrupt. And the other shitte is V'yei Shemrim She Tzorach Lehafzik, that he has interrupt. Because why the aloch is in regard to everything else, that if, let's say, Abishrishme, that if he started the heter, he doesn't have to be mafzik. Why is this different? Because here, the Goyen says, in other mitzvahs, so it's not that the Ika mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. Krishna, there is a mitzvah of Krishna Shalayla, but Slizi Magdim Le Mitzvah. But not that there is a special aloha. We have to say Krishna immediately after Tzisek Hob. We are mechuyev to say Krishna at night. When does night begin after Sisekhov? The question is, are you mechuyev to say it immediately after Sisekhovim, or an hour later, 2 hours later, 3 hours later? So there is a general aloche of Zrizim Magdim Limitz. Mashenkin here, so the Goyen says, the Chachomim at the very outset were misakin that he has to be beidik with Tchilas Halayla. So Mele, the heter of his beheta in Tzorich Lahafsik doesn't apply here. V'chein Yerelika, and there are more paskins that in regard to Bikas Chometz, even if his beheta, he started to learn several hours before Tzisek HaHovim, so at Tzisek HaHovim he has to be mafsik and be Beidik Chometz. It's different in all other mitzvahs, because here there is a special takonik to be beideik b'tchilas halayla. Kedem sheyasre livdeik yivore chashak rishonu b'mitzveisov veitzivonu al bio chometz. In other words, the mitzvah is not searching. The mitzvah is bio chometz. But how can you buy a chometz? First you have to find it. So mele, it's an integral part of the mitzvah to search, but the mitzvah consists in destroying the chametz. So mele the bracha has to be al bio chametz. Vim hischa livdik beloy bracha, suppose he started searching for the chametz without the bracha, yivorech kolzman shelo yisayim dikosi. So as long as he didn't finish, so it's still evil as yos. Viyizoyer shelo yidaber bin abroche litchilas abdik. So that's a nisa. That's a nisa gomo. It's not just el chatchile. It's an isagomo. He cannot talk between the conclusion of the bracha and the beginning of the dike. And if he did talk, he has to say the bracha over it. Vitei, but there is the midas chesedes, not to talk even in the middle of the searching, but that's only midas chesedes. It's not to talk between the bracha and the beginning of the dike. That's an isagomo. And not only that, if he did, he has to say the bracha all over again. But not to talk in the middle of the B'dikas Chomes, let's say it takes him an hour to read the Chomes, that's a proper behavior. But it's not a Misa. V'tei v'shel yidabeir b'dvorim achirim machi yidmeir kol avdike, what's the purpose? K'yishi osi malibei livdik v'cholam kemes shemachnisim v'chomes. Because if he'll be allowed to talk, he might be involved in talking so much, he'll forget of searching very important places. Suppose he has chometz in his home, he has chometz in his office. So he makes a bracha before he starts being bedek his home, and then when he finishes, he takes the car and he drives to the office and he finishes being bedek the office, or vice versa. The bracha achas yochel livdei kama bati pin balabayis reitzi yamid ni bebeisi etzlei bishor shemivorech, let's say he has a number of children, so he can delegate to each son a certain room. Bishor shemivorech v'yispazol livdei k'ishi m'keimei al smach brocho shebir balabayis. Now the Rambam mentions in the name of the Maribrim a certain aloche that sounds very strange, and all the poskim achelim can it, but still the Rambam mentions it. V'nea, and there's the minig Yisroel. V'neagim la'niach psisei chometz v'mokin sheyimtzeim abedik kidei shelei b'chosei levatol. That's a Maribrim. In other words, that we should deliberately put crumbs of chometz in certain places, because otherwise you might not even find chometz. So then it will be bracha l'atorah. So all the poskim say, why is it bracha l'atorah? Of course, if there is a mokim shemachnisim v'chometz, then it's a bracha l'atorah. But if it is a mokim shemachnisim v'chometz, except he didn't find, so he was the kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah consists not in destroying the chometz. The Ran says that the mitzvah the rice, if he, all right, with the rice and little balmesan, but suppose he wasn't in the battle of the chometz, so then the mitzvah the rice consists of being bedek every mokin shemachnis in the chometz. If he finds, he has to destroy it. He doesn't find, there is nothing to destroy. But if he doesn't look, so then is Mivatle Mitzvah Derais. So why does he say Kishli Yidli Yibros Vatle Soder HaMoedz Umiyum Linosan Loikiv Didas Kolodom Im Abroche Livayerim? But the Marie Brin says Kidei Shelei Bechosel Vatle. I think it's not the Marie Brin really thinks that it is a Bechosel Vatle. Why should it be Bechosel Vatle? The Marie Purim says it's a proper thing to leave pieces of chometz, because a person sometimes doesn't know. Every person knows in the course of the year which room he was machnis chometz. First of all, not every person, let's say the husband, so he doesn't know. He might think in one of the rooms in the living room chometz was brought, but because he doesn't know, but actually, if he were to ask his wife, she would tell him that she never used chometz in the room. So, in other words, so sometimes, of course, if the mokim is definitely a mokim shemachnis in the chometz, and he didn't find it, so then the Maribrin will agree that it's not a brach levatol. But sometimes a person might make a mistake. He might think that certain rooms are mokim shemachnis in the chometz. He doesn't know. But he doesn't know that the house was cleaned, let's say, a few days ago. He doesn't doubt. He wasn't at home then, and the whole house was cleaned. And then, if he doesn't put any pieces of chametz, so then, klapishmayis galye, that it was in mocking, shimachnisim chametz, so then the brocha is a brocha levatole. That's why the Marim says it's a brocha levatole. But enoch name, if the mocking is in mocking, shimachnisim chametz, except he didn't find, then it's not a brocha levatole. Why? Because Iraneir is Yofel Ibdike. And then you can push it in all the crevices, the Churim Ubizdokim, in all the holes. The Luleir Albano, you can push in the Livona, you know, into the crevices and the holes. Vim Ova Veloiboda Kleil Yudaled. So the mitzvah lechatchile is tzisak yechovim of leil yudalet. Suppose he didn't do it, so he has to do it in the morning of yudalet. Again, when he does it in the morning, kishebedik b'yem yudalet, lo yivdeik leirachamo leiraneya. You'll ask, what's the purpose of a candle in the daytime? Well, there is a purpose to push it into all the alleys and all the crevices and all the holes where it's dark, so it has a very good purpose. Suppose it's an achsadre, it's open, and then there is light even in the crevices, even the holes. In bot hamodai, David, but the chatchile, he should use an iranir anyway. V'yoadin kineged aruba shebechada. In Beit Kin Leira Avuko. So there are two reasons as to why in Avuko he torched not. One is because of Sakone. In other words, a torch, something might catch fire, you know. And then because of that Choshev Sakone, so even the Evet, he used the torch and it didn't catch fire. So he has to make the bdikah over again with the candle. Because in view of the fact that there is an element of sakone, by using a torch, some melee, the person is frightened. When a person is frightened, he cannot do a good job. So we are chishish that he didn't search it very well. Now, the best thing today is to use not a candle, because today, you know, you have all kinds of inflammable things, you know, under the bed, you know, sometimes a sheet stretches out, protrudes, sometimes a blanket, and you have all kinds of papers under the bed, so there is an element of sakone, even in using an ordinary candle. If you use it, you know, on the beds and in places where it's not open, the best thing al pidin is to use a flashlight, and it has nothing to do with a torch, because the reason as to why a torch cannot be used is because there's an element of sakone, and Mamele is frightened. But from that point of view, it's the best thing to use an electric flashlight. I mean, many, many years ago, I paskened for Rabin that the best thing is to use, you can, when you light the candle, you make a broche on a candle too. All right, because that has been the traditional practice. But not the candle should be used primarily, but the flashlight. And it aroused a lot of opposition by many Bnei Torah. So at one time, I was in the presence of Rabban Kotler, and there were many, many Bnei Torah around, those who opposed it. I asked Rabban Kotler. So Rabban Kotler says, Avad is a flashlight, the best Zach in the world. Was reden Sie Narrigkeiten? Was pleudern Sie? Wegen a torch. Torch doch das Sakone. Und a flashlight in talking Sakone. So that's the Psakaloch. And anybody who says that you can't use a flashlight doesn't know what he's talking about. In Beit King Leira, Vuko, Leira Neir, Viloini Binir Shal Chilev, Viloi Shal Shumen, Viloi Shal Shemen. There are many stories in New York and even in Chicago where houses burned down completely, and it was in Ez Gomor that there were no casualties. Many, many stories, because they refused, because of their akshanes and their ignorance, they refused to use a flashlight. In Beit Kinle Avuko El Leraneya, Viloi Binir Shal Chilev, Viloi Shal Shumen, Viloi Shal Shemen, El Binir Shal Shavo, Vihu Yechidi, Aval Beis Niris Biachat, Aflu Kluim, even the so they are intertwined, Dinom Kavuko. So then there is an element of Sakone. Beidei Kolamekemeish, Sheyesh Locheish, Shemo Yechnisu Behem Chomitz. V'lochein kol chadrei habayis v'aliyeis tzrichim diko. Shepomim odom nichnas behem upitei biyodei. So it's also a mokim shemachnisim chomitz. Mokim shemachnisim chomitz doesn't mean a place where you usually eat chomitz. Let's say a cellar. You don't eat there. But the waiter, you know, who constantly goes down in the middle of the sude to get more wine, many times he has a piece of bread in his hand, and then he goes down to get a little more wine, and then he leaves the piece of bread there. So it's considered imokim shemachnisim yochomet. V'lochen kol chadri habayis v'aliyeis tzrichim diko. Shepomi modom nichnas bohem upite biyodei aval itzres yayin shem istapik men v'chein matvon. In other words, a place where you store straw. So then no one is machnis chometz v'chayei tzibei in tzorbdike chulei habayis v'azizin habilti miaksolim she'inom gvoyim harbei. So because if it's not too low to be used and it's not too high to be used, so it's a mokim shemachnisim yochomets. Aval agveim, if it's very high in the wall, shein yad odom agashom, so it's unlikely that there should be any chomets. Ve'an muchim poches migimotrochim, because it's unlikely that he should put that a person should put in such a hole a piece of chametz if it is so close to the floor. In Tzorbdik, Gaga Yotzia, Ve'amigdal, Shegageyem Mishupoyim, Umpnikach, En Gageyem Ruim Lishum Tashmish, In Tzorbdik, Afilhem Miserabais, because it's imokim, She'eim Machnisim Chametz. This is the main guideline. It's a mokim shemachnisim the chometz, you have to be paidik. If it's a mokim shei machnisim the chometz, you don't have to be paidik. A car, you have to be paidik. Why? Because many times you take a sandwich and you eat in the car. You eat in the car. You stop on the road and you eat. So it's a mokim shemachnisim the chometz. Refesh al Boko is stable in Tzobdik. Why? But after all, the behemoths eat chometz. The answer is that the chometz that is there for the behemoths is consumed. The behemoths eat it up. It's shimo yosham chometz habemis yochlu. So we say that sofik. So we say sofik kord levadai is meitzim di sofik. After all, we don't know whether there is vadai chometz. We don't know, but it's very likely that there is chometz. And then it's kord levadai that even if there was chometz, that behemoths ate it up. So mele sofik kord levadai is meitzi. Midei Safik. V'chein lul shel kanigelim is chicken coop in Tzorb Dike. Because even though it's very likely that there were chometz, mifnei shim ho yosham chometz, hatanigelim yochlu. So we assume that tanigelim made it up. V'chein em tzor shel chotzea in Tzorb Dike, even though it's very likely that in the chotzea you had chometz, because there are many ravens, birds, shimo yisham chometz, ho eyavim ushorefes, hamtsuyim shom yichlu. V'hanemile misofik chometz. So then we say sofik korv levadai is meitzim di sofik. Aval vadai chometz, so korv levadai, sofik korv levadai is not meitzim midi vadai. Aval, this is what Mechaba says. Then the Ramo says, "Avolikamon simen tof memhei siv gimu mivuea dimuta lehashlich chometz bimokim sheo eifes mitzuyim kolshkin sheni tzorich livaya mishom afil chometz vaday ad lachas manisoy." The Ramo makes a comment that even though the Ramah, the Mechaba paskens here, that when there is vadai chometz, then we cannot rely on his sofik korv levadai. That the chometz.
Oh, this is the greatest person in the world.
Dini mani agim tekef achar abdike. Achar abdike, after he was bidding the chometz, the night of Tridalet, and he found chometz. So, Yimiza b'chometz sheyishaya latznia. So the chometz that he found, so it's an etzeteve that he should put it away in order to prevent problems. Kidei shel yitztorer b'dike acheres. Because if he doesn't put it away, let's say, in a safe place, then there might be complications. There might be problems. For example, Kigain, suppose he finds chometz and he leaves it, you know, in various places. He doesn't put away everything in a bag, in a box. So then, he tlen a harbor before. Suppose an harbor would take a piece of chometz in his presence. Or im yesal achme, kin shaniach esa kikreis. Suppose he found 10 loaves of bread and he left it, then he'll find only 9 loaves of bread. So then he'll have to research the house all over again, because where is the other loaf of bread? So the best thing is he finds 10 loaves of bread to put away the 10 loaves of bread in the bag, so then he won't have any problem. I'll be stumped. But only when a problem is created. But Nastami doesn't have to be chishish. In other words, he found 10 loaves of bread, then the next morning he finds only 9 loaves of bread, he has to research the house. But suppose he doesn't find 9 loaves of bread, he finds 10 loaves of bread, he doesn't have to research the house. Avol stam shin yideim choslemen lav loy, v'im kofol of kliv loy moshe. Suppose he put in a kele, found the chometz that he found, and then he doesn't see it. So, in Tzorich, lived it. So he doesn't have to rebuild the house, because this is obvious. He found chometz, and then he put the kele on it. Now it picks up the kele, he doesn't see it. So it is obvious that a certain person was in the house, a child or a grown-up, and he picked up the kele and he saw the chometz, and he took it to the chometz. So then, in Zorich, so that's a good aid. Find the chometz, either to put it in the bag or to put the kele on the chometz. Or yislenu ba'avya, or yanechenu b'teivo, mokim shina'abo yochlo. Achar abdike miyad b'laylo, after he's finished with searching the chometz at night, so he has to make one beetle. But that beetle, in that beetle he spells out, Yema kol chamira dis bershusei, the loy chazisev, the loy biarte, livat leve kafadar. So that beetle, he relates only to that chometz that he didn't see. So memele, it's proper to bake a beetle, is in order he shouldn't be able to value oil. But he cannot make a beetle on all the chometz, because if he makes a beetle on all the chometz, the next morning you will not be in a position to be kind the mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz, because you have to burn the Chometz that belongs to you. If at night, let's say at 9 o'clock, he says, Kol chamire v'chamire disle b'yoshuse, the chazise the loy chazise. So then, he's mivatl all Chometz, so it's not his. Next morning, when he burns Chometz, he has no kima mitzvah. He's burning chometz that doesn't belong to him. So Mela, he has to limit himself when he makes the beetle to the chometz he didn't see it. So Mela, the chometz that he did see is still his. So next morning, he's in a position to be in the midst of Shreitas chometz. Acha abdike miyad b'laylo, yivatlano v'yima, kol chmira dise b'shusei, d'loy chazise, d'loy b'yarte, livatel nevek afredar. V'yimer a bitl b'loshin shomer. Im omri b'loshin ha-kedesh, kol chamire kil chometz u'seya. In loshin ha-kedesh, it's really, chamire is Aramaic, but Aramaic, loshin kedesh, is one language. So, if he says, kol chamire, so then it includes both. It includes chometz and seya, yeast. What is yeast? Yeast is the thing with which you are nechametz. When you put yeast into a dough, so that ferments the dough. Now, even though, scientifically speaking, yeast is not a grain, yeast is an organism, it's a plant, but that is chometz alpidi. Because the Torah spells out that you're not allowed to keep any yeast in the house, but only the yeast, the chometz yeast, has a din of chometz. But let's say, beet yeast, other yeast, does not have a din of chometz, even though beet yeast has the same effect of fermenting the dough as chometz yeast, but only chometz yeast. So that has a din of chometz, and there is a chiyuv kores, and there is bali roi, bali motzi. So mele, the expression Chamire in Aramaic includes chometz and yeast. Mashen came if he makes the beetle in another language, Avo Bisholi Shemis Sorach Haskia Kolacha Bifnasa. If we want it to be vata the chometz in English, he should say, every fermented grain and every yeast that I have, let it be null and void, and let it be like the dust of the earth. Viteiv Larzeir Luvatli Paracheres Biyem Yedalet Seif Shor Hamishis Kedem Shetagia Shor Shishis Shem Shetagia Shor Shishis Neesa Veim Yod Levatli. So in other words, the proper thing is to make two beetle, one beetle at night, the moment he's finished searching the house. So then he limits the beetle to the chometz he hasn't seen, but not to the chometz he knows, because then he'll prevent the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Srifas Chometz next morning. Because if he'll burn the Chometz next morning, he'll be burning Chometz that doesn't belong to him. So at night, he mevatel only the Chometz. The Loi Chazise, the Loi Yidati. But the Chometz that he died in, Chazise, is not mevatel. So the Chometz that he knows remains vested in him. And then, next morning, while it's still his, he burns all the chametz. Then, after that, he makes another bittel, because after all, there might be chametz in the house that he doesn't know, and then he already is on safe grounds, because he already burned the chametz that he knows. So he's on safe grounds, and he says, Kol chamire v'chamire dis l'birshuse, the chazise or the loy chazise, the yidaiti, the loy yidaiti, levim telim levek afra de'ar. So he says, v'tei v'azol v'at l'pam acheres, v'yem yidale seif shor chamishis, kedem shtagia shor shishis, shem shtagia shor shishis, ne'esa, v'm yor levatle. Of course, after the zman Yisra Noe, shor shishis, let's say in an equinox day, according to the Shita that is calculated on the basis of the number of hours from sunrise to sunset, and Pesach is in the equinox time. So it's around 11 o'clock is the beginning of the show. Around 11 o'clock, it might be 10 minutes before 11. So after 11 o'clock, he cannot be mevatel because then with the Rabbanon it's also banoi. So it's not his. How can it be mevatel? It's not his. Vein shem tagia shor shishis nesa vein yod levatli vein levatli b'yeim el achas shesor v'chomets tilikayim misasreife v'chomets alei. Now, how do we figure out the shor shishis shor hamishis? The aloch is we pass to like Rabbi Yude. So, from the beginning of shor shishis, which in an equinox day, according to the Goyin Shite, that is calculated on the basis of the length of the day from the Pesach, the Gabit Chile, the Gabit Rishme, not on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, but on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachar to Tzeisak Yechal. Ve'in livatle b'yeim el achas shesor v'chomets, ki l'kayim s'schreife v'chomets alei. B'bit la'yeim yeim ad chazis ed loy chazis, di b'yarte ud loy b'yarte. Shluchei yoche livate. So, in other words, even though bitl is mitam hefker, and then if somebody will appoint a shliach to be mafker is nechosim, so it will not be chal. So I mean, many poskim explain it on the basis, because the Rambam says that hefker is mitam neder. What the Rambam means, hefker is mitam neder, hefker is not a kinyan. Hefker is chal, like a neder is chal. By his verbal fiat, just a neder, he says neder, Salazu is doki, it becomes doki. So if he says, Momin ze hefker, it becomes hefker. And you cannot appoint a shliach to be mafkir yon chosin. Why? Why can't you? So many say, because you, for the same reason that you couldn't appoint a shliach to make an error for you. Reuven couldn't appoint Shimon as a shliach to make an error for you. Neder is personal to with the Gavre who makes the neder. So Mele, the question arises, how is it that we can make a shliach to mivatel the chometz, after all, bitlis mitam hefker? So still, most Rishenim say, and that's the way the Mechaber paskens, that we can make a shliach to be mevatel. Why? Because actually, a chometz b'pesach is also banoi. It's natural without it, but the Torah declared that shnei dvorim inu b'shushu l'odom So, but the Torah declared it b'shusei, only if he's not mivatil. So, but if he's mivatil, then the Torah didn't declare it b'shusei, and even if he's mivatil al dishliach, so the Torah did not declare it b'shusei. Anyway, this is al mechava paskis. The shluchei yochel levatil. Even though heftia, you cannot appoint a shliach. Och shem vatil shliach, so sheima chemtzei shal pleni yivatil. V'imeinu yish b'beisei, yivatil b'mokim shehu. V'im neisikein, teiv shetivatil ishtei. So, in other words, his wife should be mivatil. In other words, because there is an umdene that the husband wants her to be hishliach. Mishle borag v'leil yudalit. Suppose somebody was not leaving the house on the night of yudalit. Loi borag v'leil yudalit yivdeg b'yem yudalit. So he has to be bedeg the next morning. And the next morning when he's bedeg, he has to make a broch. Beize shor she iskia ma'ayim v'loi borag kol yem yudalit kol yem. Suppose he wasn't Bedeik in the night of Yudalit, he wasn't Bedeik in the day of Yudalit, Erev Pesach, Yivdig B'Sicha Pesach. So he has to be Bedeik B'Sicha Pesach. So in other words, he has to be Bedeik B'Sicha Pesach, not only on Chol HaMoed, but he has to be Bedeik B'Sicha Pesach, even on Yom Tov. Now, what's the purpose of being Bedeik on Yom Tov? After all, he cannot burn it. So what's the purpose? The purpose is when he finds chometz and Pesach and Yom Tov, he can be kefe kli olam. So mele, that is allowed. He's not allowed even to be mitaltel the chometz and Yom Tov because it's mukse. But he can be kefe kli without being mitaltel. So mele, because of that, he's mechuyev to be paid a kibma Yom Tov. But there are many poskim in the Shara Tzion of the Mishneh Berurah mentions a number of Rishenim. So, in other words, who agree with the Bach. The Bach is chelik on the Mechaba. The Mechaba says that loy bora kol yimidalet yivdik b'sicha Pesach. That means not only Chalamed, but even Yom Tov. What's the purpose of being Bedeik on Yom Tov? He cannot burn it, he cannot be mitaltel it, he can only be kefel of kli. So that's the purpose. And but the Bach says no, on Yom Tov there is no din of bdike altogether. And even though most Rishenim agree with the Psak of the Mechaber, but the Mishneh Berurah mentions a number of Rishenim who agree with the Bach. But of course, Chol HaMoed, he's mechuyev to be bedek and to burn it. Loi borak b'sicha Pesach, so yivdik l'achra Pesach, because chometz sharov haPesach is osa banoi, kidei sheli kosheil b'chometz sharov haPesach she osa banoi. So that bdike is not a bdike mitiras bdike. The bdike erev Yom Tov, the daytime and even during Pesach. So it's a real bdike, it requires a broch. Mashenk in the bdike after Pesach. It's not a mitzvah bdike. It's only mitzvah nirshel. In other words, it shouldn't be nirshel in the iser of chometz sharov haPesach. So mele there is no broch. V'la bdike shlacha haPesach lo yivorech.